I am alarmed at how little I can hear out of my right ear now.
Really?
It's almost like...
Mine's my right ear, too.
Is it your right ear, too?
It's my right ear, also, that I just yelled that down the stairs this morning.
It's like it's almost like somebody hit me in the right ear when I was a little kid, and it's been bad, but now it's getting really bad. Like, it feels like I only have one ear on in my headphones. I can hear my left ear.
It's that bad?
Did you ever have... Noticeable.
Did you ever have ear infections as a kid?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think they had, back in the 30s when I grew up, I don't think they had treatment for ear infection.
Well, smoke in it. I remember hearing
Oh, wait a minute.
A
I do remember this. Yeah. Yes, I do remember laying on the couch.
Right.
Crying.
Uh-huh.
And my mother putting sweet oil.
Sweet oil?
In one of my ears. And
what's
just
sweet oil?
Screaming.
Do you know?
I don't know what it is. But I was screaming.
Really?
And she would, you know, console me with, shut up, what are you crying for? I'll give you something to cry for.
Do you ever remember hearing blowing cigarette smoke in a child's ear helps ear infection?
I don't know about that part. Cigarette smoke?
Smoke? I don't know. Any kind of smoke? But I remember hearing that. I had a lot of ear infections when I was a kid, all the time. Because
my two youngest had ear infections all the time.
All the time. Mine was, caused from lake water because we boated.
You know, that's another thing I like now.
We were boating.
People use nouns as verbs.
As in.
Like, I've started now before the show in the morning. I'll go, okay, let's go radio.
You were doing that a long time ago, though.
I know, but it's really starting to catch on. And I
heard Tom say it too today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
the other day.
Everything I say, he repeats in some way.
Oh.
And I don't want anybody to get their hopes up.
Yeah.
Should I even mention that part?
No, let's not.
Okay.
But I had so many ear infections as a kid. I had tubes all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, tubes,
all
right?
All the time. Yeah, it's a little T-shaped blue thing that they would put in your ear, and I don't know what the process was or how it prevented or healed ear infections or whatever, but I had tubes a number of times, multiple times.
And you get older, and they just fall out.
Yeah, over time they fall out.
Yeah.
But then when I was in eighth grade, and I blew my eardrum completely.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't remember what happened.
Brother? Was it your brother?
Probably. I'll blame him. Sure, it was him. But so they had to take skin graft from behind my ear, and I have a false eardrum.
Is that what that is behind your ear?
Yeah, that big scar.
Yeah.
And I have a false eardrum. Yeah. Huh. From that. But my kids never had an ear infection. Isn't that strange?
That is weird.
Somebody also told me that as an adult, adults don't get ear infections because their ear canals are big enough.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah. But every now and then I'll get dizzy and I think it's an ear infection. And I think it might be an ear infection.
You also think every time you have to urinate that you have a bladder infection.
Yeah, that's right.
But you just have to.
Or is that an ear infection?
I don't know. I can't hear you.
I don't know twat I'll do.
Oh, I didn't. I've never
done
the third
that one?
Part. Yeah, no. No, I remember.
All that?
Oh, gosh. That was huge in middle school. That was huge.
Yeah.
I remember in second grade, and I don't know. And
I've got an ear infection.
Yeah, everybody thought that was hilarious. what else was it? Oh, I remember in second grade the first time I heard someone, actually, he was my boyfriend. His name was Tony.
How many boyfriends have you had?
Oh, God, I don't know. I should get out my middle school diary because I wrote down in middle school every single boyfriend I ever had.
The redhead kid,
and
Brian.
And the time frame.
Brian, right?
No, I never had a boyfriend named Brian.
Was it? What was the redhead kid's name?
Which one? I have a thing for redheads.
Yeah, I'm aware.
When I was a kid, when I was a little girl, like when, you know, like little, like he's
See,
my boyfriend.
I never had a girlfriend until I got married. Maybe
that
explains a lot.
Yeah.
I was 19 when I lost the old. I guess I don't have a to lose, but that's first. And never mind. I ain't going to ask you because I don't want to know.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care. When I was young enough to know, there was a neighborhood boy.
Young enough to know better.
No, young enough to know. Like
too old to resist.
I like him. You know.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
But when you're that young, you're just like, that's my boyfriend. Like, there's no formal. It's not. There's no formality to it, right?
Right.
But I had two working, both redheads, both named Kyle.
play on player.
I know.
So in case you forgot a name, you just went with Kyle and you were safe.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That might explain a lot too. And then later on, I was in eighth grade and he was a freshman.
Oh, yeah. I had a little of that. I was a senior and she'd graduated.
Really?
Yeah.
And his name was Josh.
And his name was Josh in my case, too. No. It was. Well, you know who that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
The all-timer.
Yeah.
That you blame her for a lot.
Yeah.
She was actually the only person I think I ever broke up with.
Aw.
Well, I mean, other than the divorces. Is that a form of breaking up if you had to get a divorce?
I think that's the ultimate form.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
is.
Next to murder.
Yeah.
No,
man, I just did not give a shit.
I had a lot of boyfriends, and you know what? Did you guys do ID bracelets?
I'm aware of those. I was
no,
no. We did. Oh, you're gonna love this. We did Angora around class rings. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, sure. Like a girl would wrap it to make her boyfriend's fit.
Right, and it would wear around.
I didn't have a class ring.
You didn't have a class. I had a class ring, but I had to pawn it.
That's sad. Than my story. No, I didn't have a class ring. I didn't have a letter jacket. I was anti everything.
David made all the letter jackets, so.
He could make me a letter jacket now, couldn't he?
He sure could. Well, no, you can order letter jackets online easily.
Yeah.
But you can't class rings. And I hear you out there saying, yes, you can. No, you can't. I've tried like five or six times.
Herf Jones did our class rings.
You can't get the exact replica, I guess.
Well, it's not a Super Bowl ring. Do you need it to be exactly
the
same?
Well, yeah.
I wonder if someone has your class ring out there.
Oh, I bet they do.
If it's at a pawn shop.
It would be red and white.
Uh-huh.
But it has a topaz in it because that's my
birthstone,
and it would
say. What color is topaz?
Gold.
Oh, like a yellow. Yeah.
And it would say LHS 76 on it. Uh-huh. 1876, the year I graduated.
1976.
From high school.
That's when you graduated from high school.
We had to, our colors were red and white, but we had to add a.
And you were the,
A blue tassel to it because it was the bicentennial and it was a big damn deal.
Right. When people cared about their country.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders.
Red Raiders, but yes.
Yes, red. Is that different from, were there black Raiders or blue Raiders or?
They always made a point of saying Red Raiders.
Red Raiders.
Do you remember your fight song?
Yeah, it's the IU fight song.
See, we had a totally original tune.
That's because we've had a lot of people. I grew up where I live, and it was always the IU fight song. So I knew that as our fight song before I knew it was IU's fight song.
So now when they go, IU, do you go, New Pal?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. New Palestine, New Palestine, New Palestine, we are for you. Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Ours was fight, fight, fight for victory. We're going to fight and ne'er give in.
Uh-huh.
We're going to give that cheer so all the world can hear. London High is out to win. Fight on.
Mm-hmm.
Beat, beat, beat the enemy.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
And sing our praises to the sky.
Okay.
And then I get kind of fuzzy.
Yeah. Is Red Raider an Indian?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess that's better than saying.
There were always cheerleaders, and then there was an Indian maiden as one of the mascots.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
The girl, actually, that was the Indian maiden when I was a senior.
Did you love her?
Wanted to date me, and I said, actually, we did go out on a couple of dates. She's the one who kissed like a ball jar.
Oh.
Hold her mouth open.
Right.
So
you kissed a lot of girls, you just didn't do the thing till later. Were you young for your age?
I didn't kiss
a lot
of girls.
Young for your class?
Yeah, I was a year. Oh no, I was a year older than everybody in my class. I started buying beer in November of my senior year because I was 18.
No, so you weren't older, but you were in the middle. I mean, you were probably the appropriate age, right? Or you were just older than your two friends.
I was older than all my friends. Yeah. Oh. That they're quick to point out now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Along with somehow
I was older than my friends too, and I started since I was 18, and so. I would buy cigarettes because we didn't have whatever you guys had, that strange beer that you
3,
could buy.
3, 2, and 6% beer.
Yeah, we didn't have that in Indiana. So but I would buy cigarettes and I would always charge people a dollar more than what the pack of cigarettes was because I'm going to make something off this.
And considering how much I drink now,
mm-hmm.
which if you think it's too much, I I agree. But I didn't, I never drank in high school. Mm-hmm. I didn't, I was probably 25, 26 before I had my first beer, I would guess.
Why?
I don't know. It just never, because I was the guy, I think I gained recognition or was known for the guy because I had my license early.
Right.
So I would come get you if you were too drunk to drive or, and there was a certain girl who was always drunk and I had to go get her. So
what'd you charge her? Ass gas or grass?
Give me a little sloppy top.
Is that a thing? Did people say that?
I don't know.
Sloppy top?
Where did I see that? I saw that online somewhere.
Are you sure?
Sloppy top.
Sloppy top.
Now, Ralph and I were talking about it this morning. She's thirsty. No, it's she. She thirsty.
She thirsty.
She thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have... No.
No?
I didn't... I was the guy in the group, or the girl in the guy group.
Right.
And so I always thought I had to do with
it. A tomboy?
I wanted to be, I wanted to appear to be, but I was, I'm a pretty girly girl too.
I don't think anybody knows that about you, do they? That you're such a girly girl.
I don't know. Yeah. I like makeup and all those things and, but.
Baubles.
But when I was in high school, I tried real hard to not be a girly girl like that. I wouldn't wear makeup to school, and I refused to wear a bra. And
well, you were rebelling against everything.
Mostly my father, but yeah, everything. I didn't think I had a place, so I was just gonna pretend like I didn't care. I was going. I didn't have an identity. I wasn't an athlete. I wasn't an academic. I was just Jesse. I was just Jesse. So
I regret because I could have done a lot better in high school.
Oh gosh, I could have done a lot better at everything. Yeah.
There were 162 people in my graduating class.
Uh huh.
I graduated 81st.
I have no idea what mine was.
Right there in the middle.
I have no idea. Did you guys do a senior survey? Like most likely to be president?
Oh, yeah.
Most likely to? Did you get anything?
I was. There was funniest.
Uh-huh.
And best sense of humor.
Oh, okay.
And I got funniest.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's an insult.
I don't think so.
I had a puppet in my locker. Remember, I wanted to be a puppeteer. You remember that. Why are you looking that way? It was a puppet. It was a Grover puppet from the Muppets.
Of course. Mm-hmm. What did he? What was he voted?
He was in the picture with me for funniest.
Really?
I was the funniest guy, and Pam Duncan was the funniest girl.
Do you know what she does now?
I do not.
Mm.
I just got an invitation for my next reunion.
Oh, yeah? Which one's that?
40.
Ooh.
Coming up in September.
Hey there, hey there.
I know.
I went to 35 with you.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You did.
And you went to...
I went to which one with you? What was it?
You went
five?
To 10.
10.
You went to 10 with me.
Yeah.
Not 5. 10. Give
it was
me a
in
break.
Someone's garage, as I recall.
Well, we kind of... Yeah, in true form, we had a...
It was very cool. It was a cool party.
No, there was a formal 10-year reunion, and we didn't want to be a part of it. So the rest of us kind of did something else.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like a downtown restaurant?
Yes. Okay. Please don't say the specifics of it. Please don't. Yeah. I was voted biggest bum at school.
Biggest bum.
Biggest
now, why
bum
do they make that a category?
I don't know, but I don't think that. I think that maybe our senior year was the last year that they did a senior survey because it was just odd, and they printed it in the newspaper. It wasn't in the yearbook.
Oh shit!
That's in the. It was
we
in
got,
our.
Yeah,
ours, the Crimson Tide. That was the name of our high school newspaper.
Ours was Raider Scope.
I think it was Crimson Tide. I wonder if that's still around.
Do they put out a newspaper, a new pal? I bet they do.
At the high school. That was the high school newspaper, yeah.
Yeah.
I took a journalism class.
I wrote a couple of callops for the Raider Scope.
I didn't write anything.
Let me walk you through them.
Okay. I'm listening.
I just wrote a thing about one of the football games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was supposed to do all of them, but you'll find this surprising. I did the first one and then lost interest.
Is that right?
So, yeah. It didn't... Didn't really.
I was voted a couple other things that I can't remember, none of which I would...
Like naughty or anything?
Probably like most likely to live at home or something stupid, you know, something. All, nothing, all was, all of them were insulting. All of them. Were you on homecoming court?
No.
Never?
No, I went to the trial formal.
Oh. I was on homecoming court my winter homecoming junior year, which if you know what that means when
winter
voting
homecoming
for homecoming
junior year. Okay.
What that means, there was no one else left to vote for.
Are you kidding me?
No, because everybody else had been freshman fall, freshman winter, all of them. And then junior, it's like, well, who the fuck else are we going to vote for?
One of my best friends.
No offense to my good friend Ryan, who was on the court with me.
Oh, was he your date?
Yeah, and I was just
or
standing
your
out
escort?
There.
I'm
my
sorry.
Escort. I was standing out there chomping on gum, and Kyle and Ryan's mom both looked at me, and they were like, spit out that gum.
Spit out your looking
gum.
At you.
Oh, yeah, they were so mad.
You know, a lady does not look very feminine or...
and you don't like it when women... You don't like it when women smoke, but you especially don't like it when women walk and smoke. That makes
you
crazy.
My mom, she'd be... It looked like a lantern coming down the trailway in the middle of the night when she'd come in and...
Really?
Tell me what's what with her cigarette in her mouth. Oh, Jesus. A dark house and here comes the little red...
The
Mattis.
Cigarette would, like, move as they talk, too.
That's
I remember
right.
that.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
I don't know what your fucking problem is, but I tell you what.
Uh-huh.
That's actually dead on at my mother's voice.
We had an aunt that smoked all the time, and she would always come across, when we were at the lake, come across the yard and yell at us, and she had a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. And one time she came flying across the yard, and it was like something out of a cartoon. She stepped on the end of the rake.
Oh.
And it smacked her in the face, and the cigarette stayed in her mouth.
No way.
Yeah, it did. It was beautiful.
You know, I've never smoked, never tried a cigarette.
Yes, you have.
Well, not a conventional cigarette.
You've smoked a cigarette before.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
When?
You've grabbed a cigarette that I've had before, and you have taken a puff off of it. That's absolutely true.
There's no way.
Okay.
Why don't I
remember
that?
If you want to stand by that, then that's fine. You've never smoked a cigarette.
No, I've had a
marijuana cigarette.
A marijuana cigarette.
I know.
But I've never...
I know.
Well, we should start the fucking show is what
Let's do it!
In the morning and
are you
the
ready?
Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a schemer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this.
Why can't you cooperate?
Down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib.
Hi, welcome back to the Off the Air podcast. First of all, thanks for downloading last week's podcast. That was
I don't even remember what we talked about.
I don't either. I don't remember what we talked about, but it was a nice, pleasant surprise, and thanks, everybody. I've never gotten so many apology letters. Thank you very much for listening and understanding, for the most part. This is episode 164.
What are we doing for the 200?
I don't know. England. I'm pushing this England thing. That's Bob Schneider from the California and it's Mudhouse. Hi, I'm Chick. That's Jess. We're your hosts. And this week, we're going to take a look once again behind the scenes of the Bob and Tom Show. We've got, as Bob Zaney would say, a couple of kids with dreams here in the studio. Ladies first. First of all, now you are an official employee, right, Grace?
Me, yeah. Officially, yes.
But she's been Bob and Tom family since birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I babysat you. I'm not sure.
I'm sure.
Probably did.
Oh, I'm sure.
I didn't drop her or nothing. You don't know.
If you didn't, somebody did. That's how I end up here.
That's Grace Yinger. She's our, what do they call you?
It started as the crumb tray, as Spangle / Sprinkle referred to me. So I basically did everything that fell through the cracks.
Oh, the crumb tray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And so now I do the talent booking.
Oh.
So.
All right. And everything else.
Still crumb tray things.
And,
yeah.
And try to... What did you? She yelled at me. She didn't yell at me. She told me as I was going down the hall. There's a reason she had to raise her voice. Hey, if you're going to do any more of those Chick's Vodka signings, let me know so I can give them to Tom.
Right.
Which would have been the proper protocol in the channels.
Well, originally, Jess and I wanted to try to scare the crap out of you by giving Tom a list of the dates in advance. So when he started rattling off, you would have no clue.
That's mostly the way. That's the way the comedy tour is running now. I have no idea where. I mean, I used
until
to act,
some until Tom reads who's on the.
I used to act team. Like I didn't know where I was going, but now it's
genuinely.
It's seriously genuinely. Yeah. I don't genuinely don't know where I'm going and when I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
We were talking. Did you bring enough for everybody?
No, I did not.
That's the voice of the next star in the Bob and Tom universe. It's Jeff Vibbert.
Hello. Hello.
Who Tom refers to as an intern.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Is it because you look like you're, I mean, you look really young. Well, you are really young.
That could be one of the reasons, yeah. Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
He's 25.
You're 25?
He's a grown man.
He's a grown-ass man. He's a lot older than you think he is.
I'm Chris, you're 22?
23.
23.
Mm-hmm. You're 23?
Mm-hmm. 23.
Holy shit.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's nuts.
I'm drinking this with a fiber.
For the fiber?
Yeah. I gotta stay regular these days.
Did you ever use the stuff I gave you?
It scared me because there was a what man from a third world country.
There's a native
on the front.
On the front. Yeah. I gave him organic psyllium husk.
Are you having trouble pooping?
No, he just likes to be
regular.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta say regular.
I think that's his thing.
That motherfucker eats all the time. Do you know that? He eats like twice during the and I'm not talking like snacks.
No, I know.
He's like chicken breasts, a hamburger patty.
It's not like he's eating junk.
Well, I know, but. How
does your diet work? I mean, I know you eat like every third day and it's mostly like popcorn and vodka, but right?
That's pretty much it. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Like you stop at the movies and get a giant bag of popcorn when you're not going to the movies
and
as
I
a
take
meal.
I take the giant bag of popcorn home.
Yeah.
Tom actually turned me on to that because I didn't know you could do that. And as soon as I found out you could do it, I did it that day. And took it home. I did.
It's interesting the things that you think are illegal and the things that you disregard that are illegal.
Are you talking about taxes? Is that what you're talking about?
Mostly taxes.
Yeah, I don't think those are.
Do you ever bring the same bag back and get a free refill on it?
That's a thing.
People do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, this younger generation. See, these people are even younger than you, lady.
We're broke.
Easy.
That's how you figure it out.
I don't know. What's the craziest thing you did to save money when you were broke?
Pawned my high school class ring.
Remember? Really?
Let's see. What else?
I've never pawned anything.
I'd go to a smorgasbord. It was called Duff's Smorgasbord in Piqua, Ohio. I plainly remember. So this was the early 80s. None of you would have been born when I did this.
Not the yet. 80s.
Yeah.
The 80s.
And it was all you can eat smorgasbord, like Old Country OCB. But I would.
I don't think those are still around.
No,
are they?
That's not. No, Old Country Buffet.
I think
right
so.
Down
they are. I think they have chains.
Yeah. Oh.
Isn't
Old Country Buffet now is a thing where you can pay $2 extra
right.
And you get a plastic take home box.
Right.
And everything you can fit in there.
Is that right down here by the Lowe's? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I would steal food from Duff's and put it in my pocket and take it home for the old ball and chain. Yeah.
That's.
Oh, it was. I made. $444 every 2 weeks. Hmm. That's each and every 2 weeks in Piqua, Ohio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
I know, right?
Yeah. Wow, man.
I ate a lot of bologna sandwiches in college. And if I was real, like if I, and I had.
No, I don't want to hear any of these stories because I know the real stories from your dad. Because he gave you a credit card.
He did, but I will have you know that fast food restaurants did not take credit card later. I know. My junior year of college, Arby's started taking debit cards. So I ate a lot of Arby's and a lot of B-dubs. Oh.
B-dubs? Wings?
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that wasn't that long ago, but yeah. 12 years ago, I guess? 13 years ago? Yeah. And that
They didn't take credit cards.
That was, it was unheard of. But that was back then. Remember with Pizza Planner when I said I thought that if you didn't have any money in your checking account and you had the option to use debit or credit, that I was just like, oh, there's no money in there, so I can't use debit, so I'll just use the credit part. And that it would just, there was a charge card on it too. That's not.
No,
that's
debit
not
cards
what
are debit.
That's not what happened.
I'd have so much less debt that way.
I know. That's not what happened.
I wish early on there would have been such a thing as a debit card. There wasn't ever a debit card for the longest time as far as. When I was an adult, you'd just have
to withdraw cash.
Right, you would have to get credit. You would have to use the credit card, which was a nightmare.
Yeah.
You max that bitch out all the time. Yeah.
What was the first credit card you had? Was it with a store?
Lazarus. Department store.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mabe and I went over there and I bought a basketball. I mean, stupid shit.
Just to
use a credit card. Oh, yeah.
Mine was horrible. I got it through the Muncie Mall because I went to Ball State.
Nice. Chirp, chirp.
That's right.
And I got an American Eagle credit card. And a Victoria's Secret credit card.
Did you just apply to everywhere and those are the two that you got, or did you specifically apply to Victoria's Secret?
No, I went in there like I was buying something, mm-hmm. and they were like, would you like to apply for a credit card? And I'm like, I guess. And then I went to American Eagle and they're like, would you? And I was like, sure. And then I was like, well, damn, let's see how many times we can do this. Yeah.
Grace, did you go to Ball State too? Is that what I'm hearing?
I did. I went for about 2 years and then I had to come home.
Yeah.
Because it's in Muncie. If you've never been to Muncie.
I've been to Muncie.
Okay.
Muncie's something else. Yeah.
Let's see. Last time I was in Muncie was, I bet it was for...
When you guys did a broadcast?
Probably on the morning show was there.
Did a college tour.
That was the
point.
Most terrified I ever was at Ball State. When we the tally or whatever that's called? The student gathering place?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had us set up on, and it's not very big as I recall.
Mm. No, it's the student center, I think.
Yeah, it's just called the student center.
And it's closer
center.
To the academy with a bunch of high school kids.
Yeah.
So they opened the door. There wasn't anyone in there until 6. Well, I think they opened it at like 5 till. Mm-hmm. And there was a crush of humanity, and I thought the four of us were going to be trampled.
Maybe you guys should do that again.
That would be so fun.
That would be so fun.
No, not really.
Us go to a college tour.
How long? Well, how many years ago was that? You think that was 20 years ago?
It was at least 24 years ago because
24 years ago.
I was told Griffin was on the way when I was at Purdue.
Oh, really?
Yep. So that's got to be almost 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
So what is this? 1999?
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting right? Yeah.
No, 25 years. No, 81? No, no, no. 81. I'm 34. I was born in 81.
Oh, shit. Okay.
99 was 17 years ago.
Okay, so 90.
You're.
93, 94.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but Griffin was born in 91.
You said, right. If he's 24, I was born in 92.
Right, yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, 91.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were still laying it down back then, right?
I don't know if you're...
Some college girls picking it up? What happened?
I can't.
Lies.
Not with me, honestly, but there is a story.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Someone in our group had someone who refused to leave his room. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I know this is a podcast, and I know we want to be honest, but I don't want to get this guy in trouble, so.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't, these are my favorites when he writes them down.
I need to know.
Well, that's not even got a, that's my duck pen. Here's a pen. Where'd you go to college, Vibs?
I went to two colleges. I went to, I went to Anderson University, which is a Christian school. I left there after a year.
How did that go, how did that go over?
Well,
Oh.
Yeah, that's who I would have guessed that.
Yep, would have, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is he a dirtball?
Yeah, oh, God. Oh, in the day? Oh, my God.
Yes.
We just had a discussion the other day about the slow explosion of
I know the story about other things. Well, I guess I know other stories. I just didn't know this one. Okay, I don't really want to know.
Kind of psychotic. So, Anderson College.
Which was right down the street from Ball State.
Yeah, and right by the casino.
Mm-hmm. Which, oh, yeah.
Yeah. They had a night where you could be 18 and up and go there, and we'd get drunk before. And I'd sit there with the upperclassmen as they drank.
Oh.
So that was fun. But and then I went to IUPUI, Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis.
Ooh.
It wasn't that bad. It was fun.
No, that was just a lot to say.
What are those, the Jaguars?
Yep, go Jaguars. Jags.
Go Jags. They got good colors, gold and
Oh, yeah, they have the same colors as the Redskins.
Mm-hmm. They're not...
Yeah, they do.
The Jaguars aren't gold.
Yeah,
they are.
It's crimson and gold.
They changed the colors. These are red and white.
Silver? Oh, no, I'm thinking of the University of Indianapolis.
That's blue.
And they're greyhounds. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys.
See, a greyhound is a dog you can have at home.
I'm
going to
punch you in the dick.
You're still on that stupid comment I made last week, aren't you?
Not till now. Thanks for bringing it up.
We should recap.
Yeah, he said I was dumb, guys.
Shut up! I did not!
I did.
Check.
I said crotchal area, okay? I referred to someone's penis as a crotchal area, and everybody thought I was funny, and then Chick said, well, Emily Smart, talking about Sprinkle's girlfriend, I bet she would never use a term like crotchal area.
Wow. I didn't say that.
That's exactly what you said.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. kind of like, how do you guys feel about Emily? Let's talk about that.
I've never met Emily.
Have you met Emily?
Yeah, one too many times.
I hear you, brother.
She's actually been on the Jeff Everett podcast. But
she has? How many times?
Isn't that a top 100 comedy podcast?
Actually, it was.
A top 100?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bring up bad memories.
She's fine. She's good.
I
just like the fact that someone called her 1940s hot. I feel like that's an insult.
I don't think it is. I said pin up. I said pin up, and then Sprinkle said she's 1940s. She's 40s. What did he say? 40-something hot. But I said pin up hot. I think that's nice.
I think pin up hot
is nice. 40s
movies hot. Movie 40s hot. Movies. Maybe.
I don't know. 40 star. I don't know. Why do you think that's an insult?
I don't know.
What would be what
back in the '40s I would have railed that.
What decade is
railed? What's railed mean? Is that a thing now?
Oh yeah.
So rail it.
I'm bringing it back.
Rail it right in the crotchal area.
So what decade is a compliment?
2000s.
Really?
You can't go back to the.
No, as long as they look like Ariana Grande.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm not.
Which one's Ariana Grande?
The one with the big fake horse-looking ponytail.
I don't.
She can hit the high notes like Mariah Carey. That's what makes her famous. She played a dumb girl on Nick.
Yeah.
On what?
On Nickelodeon.
On Nickelodeon? Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still a thing? People watch Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Jeff would know. He still does.
What? I mean, I like
you guys are practically the same age.
We watched You Can't Do That on Television. That was what was on Nickelodeon when I was a kid.
You know who was on that?
Yes, Alanis Morissette. Mm-hmm.
And her name on the show was
Alanis.
Mm-hmm.
Good story.
Okay.
I heard you're a bully on your podcast. I don't think I want to come back.
I'm not a bully on
my
podcast.
When did you go bully?
I've never been a bully.
He bullies the Amazon girl.
I don't bully.
Well, you're going to hear about that.
That's not an insult.
No.
I don't think is Amazon an insult?
Caitlin's stunning. It's not fair.
Yeah, you bullied her more than I did then, whenever you were on.
Only because, can I tell you a
because
secret?
Because I'm intimidated by tall women.
She's terrified by taller women.
So I'm going to make her feel like shit. No. I don't know. Is Amazon bad?
It's like 1940s hot. You could see it as an insult.
Mm.
I think if you said Amazon or statuesque, maybe statuesque.
Is that nice?
Bad. Maybe.
Nah, she's an Amazon.
I think Amazon's better than saying, holy fuck, you're tall.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But she's my height. I mean, she's over six feet, right? Does she play basketball? We're not going to talk about her.
I think you have to.
Let's talk bad about her.
If you live here, if you live in Indiana and you're remotely tall.
You got to play ball.
You got to try it at least.
Yeah, you got to try.
Did you play ball, Greg?
I did growing up. I was a really weird kid, so not for a long time.
What do you mean by really weird kid?
I used to like growl at people and, you know, try to steal. Yeah, it was not a good situation.
I don't remember that.
I started swimming instead, so I didn't interact with anybody else.
Oh, individualized sport.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Pretty much. Did you
try swimming?
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
I did. I tried swimming. We just tried
everything.
I tried everything. Yeah. Hated all of it. And I didn't, but we didn't have a pool, so we would have to drive over to Warren and swim there.
They have a pool at New Pal now, though, right?
We do now, but we didn't then. No. Huh. Not all that long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, we know about Vibbert's athletic prowess. He was a state champs.
Undefeated state champs, 2007. Woo, woo, go Tigers.
Where did you go?
North. Fishers High School.
Fishers, yeah.
He was the first graduating class at Fishers High School that won all 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did it big.
Yeah.
Did it all four.
But you ran in college too, right?
I did, yeah.
Not just from the cops?
No.
Oh.
Who was it?
You ever run from the cops?
Oh, nah. I did one time.
Oh, please.
Nah. We got
a couple times.
Oh, we got cop stories coming up. Okay.
We went out to go teepee a house.
Mm-hmm.
And on our way to go teepee a house, we drove by a house that had already been teepeed.
Oh.
And the cops were there. And we pulled in to go down the cul-de-sac and like, oh, can't go through here. So we backed out and the cops followed us and pulled us over. And then they pulled us out
like
one by
framed.
One. Yeah, they pulled us out one by one and like put us on the hood and like questioned us and I don't know. The cops.
And you guys hadn't even teepeed yet.
No.
But did you get in trouble?
Oh yeah, we had to go to the station. Our parents had to pick us up.
Jeez.
The cop told my dad that
Papa Vibbert?
I was the only honest one in the group.
Aw.
Like,
Papa Vibbs.
But yeah. Papa Vib was not excited about coming to the station at 3 o'clock
that.
In the morning.
You did that? Were you with the cops?
No, I wasn't. Not in that scenario. Jeff and I didn't know each other until I started coming back to work here.
Mm-hmm.
So. You didn't go to Fishers, though, right?
I went to Brownsburg High School.
I saw on one of your social medias that you had some sort of reunion with some kids or something.
So I was the nerdy kid in high school. I'm not going to make it seem like I was approachable or fun. So I was a band geek, and we did, one of my old band teachers, Mr. Raybeck, was retiring. So we went, and a bunch of us got back together for his last pep band game.
Aww.
So there was about 250, like 300 of us from classes, like from, yeah, he's been there for forever.
Wow, that's awesome.
So like classes from the 80s, and we got back together. So it was fun.
How did you go to Brownsburg? Cool. I thought your dad lived in Broad Ripple.
We did. So we lived in Broad Ripple, and they turned our house into a Mexican restaurant. It's called La Piedad now. It's very good.
That was your house?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I never registered.
And Renee's Bakery, which is behind that's our old garage.
Oh.
So, and that was my dad's old art studio. I pulled the nepotism card to get here. My dad's art director for Bob and Tom.
Your dad's done a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
He designed the Chick's vodka bottle.
He did.
You like that?
He did so, OTA
right?
too.
He did the OTA logo that you're looking at right now online. Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty handy guy, that Peach.
He's not bad.
Yeah. And he has a talent.
He could be the nicest guy on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I remember one time I found out that he sincerely hated someone, and I was like, "That's not possible." And they're like, "No, he really, really, really hates this person." And I was like,
Who was that? So was it Spangle?
So the next time I went over there, I was like, "Hey, do you not?" And he was like, "No." And that was his, like, I mean, but they said it was
your turn
deep
to write it down.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Spangle. It's Spangle.
It probably is.
I thought it was this.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
That's definitely true.
And isn't it weird how life works out?
Yeah.
But it is Spangle. Yeah. Why don't you?
I'm showing it in the windows to people.
Come on in and say hi. Hey, bring Sprinkle with you.
Yeah.
Both of you.
He's got to do stuff.
No, he's fine.
No, he doesn't. He takes like an hour and a half lunches. He's got time.
Can we get to what everyone, the public wants?
Oh, this is true. We need to talk. We need to talk about. We're going to talk
about. Are you going to make us snap talk or do this thing?
We're going to talk about this on the big show at some point.
We are?
Vibs is getting a puppy on February 21st.
Yes,
my first puppy.
And we need to name
it. You are wearing me the fuck out with this puppy stuff. And I'm never here.
Look.
He loves puppies. Turn your mic down if you're going to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh. Everybody's coming in here.
Sprinkle's here.
Come on.
Hi.
Sprinkle.
Oh, you can...
Look at how nice your beard looks.
I know. Nice.
Okay, sorry, your dog.
I've got it. I turned it down. Yeah, it's better now,
I think. Jason's yelling at him.
Yeah, go over there.
These are the pictures of my dog, Jess.
His mic was too hot.
Scroll to the
right. We were okay, but now... You don't want to go over and say hi to all our OTS?
Come on.
So she was, is this her mom?
No, that's what she might look like.
What do you do?
Oh.
What do you do?
He's a cockapoo? What is it, a shih tzu?
She's a cockapoo, yeah.
Ugliest puppy picture.
She's not ugly. She's adorable. If you think that's ugly, you don't have a heart.
It reminds me of the Seinfeld with the ugly baby, where you go,
you gotta see the puppy.
Yeah.
The dog is horrendous.
What? Yeah. Does she have cataracts, or are all puppies
born
like
that? I don't care what car she drives. Am I right?
Hey!
She has foggy eyes because she just opened them.
Oh,
they're blue. They're starting. I know.
She has a white chest. She's an all-black puppy with a white chest.
A little white goatee.
And
she's chocolate.
She might
need a chocolate color.
That's
okay.
Not chocolate.
She looks black. Looks black.
It's the lighting in the picture.
She really looks black.
Look, if you guys are just going to shit on my puppy...
You bring that puppy in here, I'll shit on it.
Oh, how big is she?
Maybe, puppy maybe in I here. Took it.
This is how big she'll get, though.
She'll be about 15 pounds.
15 pounds.
Yeah.
So you got a cat.
You got a manly dog.
Half
the
size of Root. Is everything back to cats with you?
Yes.
When you're
too close
a cat
to the
person.
Mic, turn your mic down.
I kind of wish I wasn't allergic to cats. They just are so much more my speed. Like,
what do you mean? They don't give a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
You go for weeks and not see them, and then all of a sudden you want to see them.
Yeah,
a cat would be perfect for
I know.
You.
And then I can just be like, hey, and the cat would be like, hey, sorry, I haven't been around. Yeah, me too. Okay, let's catch up in a couple weeks.
Well,
that would be the way to do it.
It's like having a friend who's a guy.
Yes.
This is how guys are.
Yeah. That's right. Guys are that way, except
with the exclusion
of. Notable exception of Mr. Needy, Mr. Clingy. Oh, hi. Are we back on?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the names we have in the running so far for the puppy?
Oh, are we voting for this?
Do you want to hear about this, Sprinkle?
Of course I do.
It better be a good, like, name. Don't give me something shitty.
What's
your stepdog's name?
Piper.
Yeah.
Piper's my stepdog.
I don't care for
name.
That name.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not on board.
I don't like yelling at it. What's that?
The old lady named that?
Puppy mom named it. Yep.
Puppy mom. Yeah, it's no good. You need. Can we change its name at this point?
My sister got a dog and named it Callie, and I refused to call it Callie.
Someone suggested it. Callie on this.
No, nope.
I named it Patricia, and so that's what I call my sister's dog, Patricia.
I'm a big fan of people named for dog. For, mm-hmm. for
I had a dog named Robert.
Robert. Dog. Robert the dog Love who ate the yes. couch.
Mm-hmm. He ate the couch.
Jason knows about that.
Robert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a Tinder. We got a Kush Smoka. That's my Instagram name.
Isn't it Kush Smoka 69?
Captain Pancake, Cheddar Bob, Mr. Pudding LePew. Don't ever let people name your dog. Lindsay Lohan, Gronk, Brady,
mm-hmm. Dr. Pancake's
Triceratops.
Good.
But Dr. More... Triceratops?
Yes.
All right. Captain Pancake's more of a cat name.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a dog name.
Yeah.
No.
Or you could call
it. You know what? If I ever get a dog again, I'm going to neighbor Reba McEntire. Hands, that will be her name.
You know what? You don't need the McEntire. All you need is Reba.
Reba?
No, it will be Reba.
Reba's all you need.
No, you have to have a first name. Reba McEntire.
Who named Ruby, by the way? How did I get Ruby?
And that was the cokehead that I bought her from.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. I like the name Ruby.
I like Ruby.
Yeah, I do.
Ruby's a good name.
My favorite name suggestion for her so far is Bam Bam Noodle Butt.
All right.
That is a good name.
Yeah.
Bam Bam.
But don't you? I'm surprised you're just not going to name her like Brady.
I thought Brady's a guy's name though. You can't name a girl Brady.
Right.
I've thought about
Giselle.
The names I haven't narrowed it. Name her
Jizzy.
Jizzy. Jizzy.
The names I've
you know like semen.
Okay. Come.
Baby gravy. Go ahead.
Baby. Right.
I believe that name was taken by Spangle's mom.
Oh.
You're gonna make him cry again.
So yeah. Uncomfortable.
For the record, I did not go. Oh.
Thank you, Jason.
Since someone called me a bully and we talked about that, I figured I just live up to my nickname.
He is a bully. I heard he was a bully.
Who's Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%, right?
Oh, 100%. Mm. 110%.
The names that I have for the dog mm-hmm. are... Lil
nope.
What?
What'd you just say?
It's a no.
No? No?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Little...
He's getting so mad.
Little
cum dumpster.
Cum dumpster.
Jesus Christ! Let me name my puppy.
You're gonna name your puppy Jesus Christ?
Please.
That's a good name.
Little Jesus Christ.
Little Jesus Christ. Get in here.
That's a good name.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Until you have to call it outside.
Little Christ.
I found little Jesus Christ wandering around the park.
You can call her JC.
JC Chazé from NSYNC. Yes.
You know, I met the NSYNC guys at a Peyton Manning bowling. The Reggie Miller Bowl-a-thon.
Yeah, Reggie.
Had no idea who they were. And one of them was a Redskins fan. And we were talking about the Redskins. They were bowling at the next lane. And we're just like, hey,
Justin Timberlake? No.
No, it was. Not JT? That NSYNC?
I think JT was there.
No, yeah, I know. I think you're back.
No, Chazé was there. And
JC Chazé, Lance Bass.
I think Chazé was the
Fatone
one.
Was my favorite.
The fat one.
The dark-haired guy. The dark-haired guy was the dark-haired guy with the big nose was the
AJ?
Redskins fan. Yes.
Oh, wait. Is that Backstreet Boys? I don't remember.
Maybe it is Backstreet Boys. Because Timberlake wasn't there. I had to remember.
Okay, that was Backstreet Boys.
Because Justin is dreaming.
Come on, guys. I want to hear Jeff's puppy name. Okay.
Shut up, Jason.
Everybody quiet.
Nora Jones.
Oh, that's good.
Like little Nora. And you
little
just
Nora
call
Jones.
Her, you call her Nora.
Drop the little. Ella Fitzgerald. I thought about naming her little Ella.
Okay.
Boston, so I can call her Bo and Boss. Come on, Boss. Let's go.
Right.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
That's not masculine at all.
That's about it.
I kind of like...
That's it?
I kind of like Little Nora Jones.
I've narrowed it down.
I still vote
You're
Jesus
really...
Christ.
I think Little Cum Dumpster is catchy.
Stop it.
What would Karen say if her son named a dog Cum Dumpster?
Karen.
You know what Karen would say? Do you
Karen
have any more shrimp?
Oh, we had friends who they said you can name your dog, and they named their dog Julie, and that was their mother's name too, and that's what they went with. And
Jess has a phenomenal trend in her family. They name their pets after
that is
people
not true.
Who died.
Aunt Susie does that. Nobody else does that.
That's creepy.
Aunt Susie
yeah,
does that.
Weird.
Nobody else does that. I named my first dog and
come here, dead father.
Nice.
Do you ever look in a dog's eyes and their eyes look really human-like, and you're just like, what if these are human eyes transplanted into this dog?
You better go with Kush Smoka. Yeah, talking like that. Is that how you say that?
Kush? I don't know. Kush?
Kush.
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 Sticky icky.
That's slang
for weed.
Oh.
All
jazz right. Raise a hand so we won't say on the. Who here has smoked marijuana?
Pussy.
That's exactly. Whatever you're thinking, you're exactly yes, right.
Pretty
right.
Dead on.
Yeah, that's about
Sprinkling
right.
Sprinkling Jason her out.
Yeah.
Never.
Never?
Nope.
No you're desire? Even,
are
nope.
You willing to try some Chick's vodka, Jason? Just a sip?
I mean, just to make you happy, because that's what we're all here for, Chick, is just to make you happy.
Well, I think we're covering why Jason's not on the podcast.
Mr. Confrontation.
It's an intervention.
I've heard it's wonderful vodka, mm-hmm. Yes. But
he doesn't have anything to compare it to.
You don't need me to tell you that.
No.
It really is good
he
vodka.
He just really wants someone to drink
with. I haven't tried that either.
You haven't had a drink
no,
either?
No, not yet.
Well, let's shoot some shit.
Bring it on.
Do a shot?
Yeah.
I'm going to go listen from the other room. I'm going to get
what?
Some stuff.
What? He's gonna
get I have more dog names, though. I don't.
I've got two, idiot. I've got two shot glasses. That's all
what
I
do
have.
You? What do you?
I got a shot glass that Grace gave me for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it my birthday?
I think it was Christmas.
What about, what's Tom Brady's mom's name?
I don't know.
That's why
I
named my first dog Mrs. Gibbs.
Yes, named, Mrs. Gibbs. Mrs.
I always wanted a girl dog.
Ruth mm-hmm. Gibbs. So what's her name?
Patricia. And her
Patricia.
Her AKC name is Mrs. Patricia Gibbs.
Yeah, I thought about naming her Myra after Myra Kraft, but then I was like, okay, nope.
Tom Brady's
like,
mom's
that
name.
That sounds like a bad name, Myra. Myra Dick's gonna you know, something like that.
Tom Brady's mom's name's Galen Patricia Brady.
Gail.
Yes.
Gail.
Hilarious.
And Patricia again.
Yeah, Patricia's pretty common.
I do
Patricia,
like the name Gail.
Please Gail. Go with Galen.
Patricia, AKC, Gail mm-hmm. Patricia Brady.
I'm a big fan of old people names for animals.
Oh, yeah.
Like my cat's name's Edie. Edie call her Edith.
Oh,
Edith,
that's good.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
And you have a dog now, too.
Yeah,
right?
But that's not an old people name. So it's Suki.
Suki?
Mm-hmm.
That's the second person I've ever heard with a dog named Suki.
Is
I don't know what that
Asian
means.
Dog?
I like that name.
So I've been told we call her an extreme mutt. We also call her Wonky Paw. She was actually a bait. Yeah, well, she was a.
Good old Wonky
you mock
Paw.
Your cat for being handicapped? Is that
no,
what you said?
This is my dog. No, I love, we adore her. It makes her even better. She was a bait dog used in dog
oh,
biting.
Yeah.
And so she was really skittish when we got her, but she had a wrist broken and it just healed the wrong way.
Yeah.
So her paw goes out like very swiftly to the right, but it doesn't affect her. So we just call her Wonky Paw.
Yeah.
And it makes her kind of drift to the right, too.
And it's I'm the bully.
We used to call.
How am I a bully?
Was
I rescued my animal?
Making fun of your little disabled dog.
You know what? Let's just all take a swig out of the vodka.
Yeah, bring it on.
Who was it that said,
please don't fire me, Tom?
A GoFunny eye. Where did I hear that when I came here? Somebody said it. She had a GoFunny eye.
I called because I used to do a Joey Buttafuoco voice.
Oh.
And remember when Amy shot Mary Jo in the face? Yeah. I don't know why I think that's funny. But
you know, for the longest time,
a GoFunny jaw is what because Mary Jo got shot in the face and had to rebuild her face. And it was,
yeah, you know what? And
you
I
can
thought
see
it was
how funny. This all is.
I thought it was this. I thought that after that, they gave her a show on PBS doing the sewing show. Do you guys remember that sewing show?
Oh yeah. I think that was.
Okay. I thought that was Joey
Buttafuoco.
Yeah, his
Buttafuoco.
I thought it was his. I thought it was his.
His wife.
Almost widow, yeah.
Mary Jo.
Are
ladies
you passing
first.
The glass, or are we just going straight from the bottle?
We're just going straight from the bottle.
Oh, God.
It's going to burn a little.
Homies. Not, don't drink a lot. It
don't drink, don't drink a lot. Don't drink a lot.
That's really good.
It's
for vodka.
Smooth.
Yeah.
It's
for vodka.
Well, I don't drink vodka. And if I do, I usually drink higher-end vodka.
Drunky Vibs have a
both hands.
Yeah!
It's warm and it's smooth.
Don't
tell me my business.
face is immediately on fire.
What did we do? We drank something at my house. What time? And
you're not doing this, are you, Sprinkle?
Your metabolism is like 10 times. Those aren't clean. Those are.
I've had my mouth on words.
Thank you very much. If you know what, you're gonna do a whole shot.
Oh man!
Oh wow,
darling.
You guys, I'm just cold. This has just made me warm.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're at work. We can't go that crazy.
Yeah, I'm at work too.
This is my job. Are you gonna? Oh.
Jess.
Thanks. I haven't heard that in a long time. Probably since when I got chased by the police the last time.
Yeah, you never told us that story.
I was at Ball State, and it was a house party, and blah, 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 blah.
House party. That's how we start. We never told this entire story two podcasts ago, because that's why we played Jay Giles, because you said house party, and that... Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. So... it was the rugby. I hung out with all the rugby guys in college. Uh-oh. And
fuck me.
I know. And so the police came, and I had my boyfriend's keys at the time, and I jumped in his truck. Well, then I didn't realize this till after the fact, but there were a lot of rugby players that jumped in the back of the truck and just laid down, and I just took off and drove. Well,
pass that over to Bibbs.
Again?
Yeah, he wants another one.
At party.
Hey, you know, that's a lot smoother than even I remember, because I never drink it straight. I drink it with... I'm sorry, so you're in the rugby guys, and you're doing everything they say, and yeah, go ahead.
You're in the back of a
truck. See, that's exactly what... It isn't. God, what is wrong with you?
Jerk face, and yeah.
Anyway.
Boy, this vodka's good.
So we were, and I took off down the road. Well, they eventually, like, I'm just looking for a place to park, but they, like, as we were driving down the road, they start jumping out of the truck.
And you're driving the truck?
Yeah. And so I pull into the parking lot. I actually went to a liquor store because that would have been the logical place to go. Right. And I pull in, and I'm all alone. There's nobody in the back of the truck. There's no more people. Rewind or fast forward later on in the night, phone rings, and come to find out one of the people that was in the back of the truck had jumped out at some point. And you know how the, I forget what it's called. Grace, you would know. But it's got the pointy fence all the
mechanic?
Way around.
No. She's a redneck. Come on.
I went to Boston.
It's at the garden. You know what I mean? It would be like west of like the science building and all that stuff, but it was all fenced in with these giant wrought iron fences.
It was almost like a campground-esque.
Yes, kind of like that. They had these really tall wrought iron things, and they were very pointy. Well, he was running from the police at some point, jumped and impaled himself
through the thigh.
On the inner thigh. And when we went to the hospital, when we went to Ball Memorial to get him and to see if it looked like a gunshot wound in his thigh. That's how open it was. Like,
oh, so the cops had to talk to you because...
No, he called us. He was like, can you guys come get me? I'm in the hospital. And we didn't know.
Do I know this guy?
No. Oh, okay. No, you wouldn't.
It's not Matt or the other one?
No, it's not Matt or the other one.
Right.
Thanks.
Ball State's a bad place for getting run down.
You know, he's
cops.
Lucky he didn't do the Sean Taylor, because that's what killed Sean Taylor.
Femoral artery?
Safety from the femoral artery. If he'd gotten that, you bleed out.
No, it was a gunshot wound.
You're
that
the closest
killed.
Thing we have to a doctor. No. Which one of you is closest thing we have to a doctor?
Me. I date a nurse. So
that's right.
Yeah.
By association.
His dad's a dentist.
You can
bleed
out.
Two ways.
You can bleed out in 10 minutes if
what
you cut
your
femoral
major?
Artery.
Communications?
Communication, yeah.
Yeah.
Biology, you think you communicate
what about yours, Grace?
You think.
Telecommunications.
Telecommunications.
T-com, everybody. Viv's going to do another shot.
Damn.
He's going to get so weird.
It's really smooth, the second shot. we're going to take a break and be right back. Thank you for listening to the Off the Air podcast.
As words fell from your mouth, the ice trees burned behind your house. The cop showed up in a blinding blue. They all swore their love to you. I guess the tiger had broken free on the anniversary of the crowning of the that doesn't mean a thing. Holding a s'mores in your hand, while we listen to your girlfriend, boyfriend's band. Back.
horse right off its track. Turn on the lights so you can see this dirty feeling. It's come over me. Just one dark night, no way into the light. Well, I know exactly what that's like. Got a dirty feeling come over me. Gonna ride your horse into the sea. Up your arms and down your face. Break all the doors down in your place. Throw on the lights so you can see this dirty feeling. It's come over me.
Thought we were recording.
It was.
We're recording now.
Funny.
Oh.
So go ahead. Act like I'm not here. What were you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing. We didn't ask what our least favorite thing was about you.
Jeff said your eyebrows.
Your dumb eyebrows.
That's your least favorite thing about me?
Jeff, not Jess.
Oh,
Jeff.
I was thinking my eyebrows?
I was thinking of something random.
You know everything I hate about you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's really
but now that I'm
personality
looking
based as well.
He said that he sad chick. And I said, nobody likes sad chick.
Oh, man, sad chick. Sad chick has been around for a while.
Right, yeah.
The Off the Air podcast brought to you by Chick's Vodka, Chick's Good Time Vodka, the warm hug that's ice cold, available in Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa. It should be readily available at most liquor stores in those states. And it's available at binnys.com, BINNYS.com, and they ship to select areas, so it might be one of your areas. What the fuck are you laughing at, Sprinkle?
You just closed your eyes and concentrated real hard.
I did. I wanted to get that address right so people will drink my vodka.
Vodka's kicking in. Jeff's getting smiley.
Oh, you've had two shots. No, he metabolizes vodka or liquor. Yeah.
He just rubbed my sweater.
We did. He'll be the Molly's kicking in.
He
now.
Like leaned over and went like this. I don't understand.
He'll be drunk for 3 minutes and then he's back. Yeah, up sober.
Oh, that's the best.
We watched the Redskins. Who'd they play? Redskins. Saints.
Yeah.
And then
did
Patriots,
you guys take
Giants.
The selfie stick picture that time?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was the you three?
Us three. Yep.
And the that's dog. It. And the dogs.
They haven't been back since.
Yep. I invited myself. They were talking about it in the room.
You
and
to
I.
Go?
Well, we're football fans.
Right.
And you don't get down on the football.
No. Not at all. No.
What do you get down on, Sprinkle?
Besides Emily,
the ladies. Ladies. Yeah.
Hey.
The ladies.
I.
Yes. Yes, and yes.
I like a good meme.
It's
true. Spangle and his army of trolls.
Oh, hey, let's not talk about that because they really came in handy.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
No, what? Get off my back, lady, and put my kazoo down. Well, I didn't think that was going to be. I would say that today.
Jess is over there fondling his kazoo.
Mm-hmm.
What are you drawing?
A wiener. No wieners.
So what else goes on behind the scenes that I don't know about?
You've worked here for 30 years.
It's nobody talks.
No. But no one talks to anybody.
Okay, honestly, right. As somebody who has spent 2 years back there and
is
now.
Is your mic down?
Yes, and for the last 3 weeks, I've been sitting in here every day. There is a total disconnect. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't, if you're in here, you don't know what's going on out there. And if you're out there, you don't know what's going on in here.
Okay, but it doesn't seem like that would be that hard to communicate to the two other people that work in this room that don't work back here. Who else needs to know anything? Chick
well, we
and Tom.
We do have a Wednesday meeting that...
that Chick has not been to this year.
Which was noticed today by one Jason Hofsatz.
He called him out?
Jason always calls me out. Yeah. He thinks he's doing me a favor, making me be a better person, but he's really not. He's just pissing me off what he's doing. I see you.
Thumbs up.
Little Jerry Seinfeld.
You know what? That's true, though, because between Jason and I don't know a whole lot of other people that will call you out.
I don't know why that is. I guess I feel like people can, but maybe they...
Well, I mean,
oh
other people...
Oh, my God, you are drawn. You are drawn a wiener with balls and everything.
Other people have, but then they've been
those
fired. Have you got people released. Fired?
Those balls are perfectly round. Look at that. That's well done.
Mm-hmm. That's not a penis, though. That's a very odd-looking penis, if that was
the
case.
We had a dude in high school that would draw penises, and they'd have, like square tips. And they all had square tips. And we just assumed he had a square-tip penis.
Because that's what he thought it looked like.
And that man was gym teacher Mr. Moranis. Now I think that you guys...
Is that a real person?
I don't know.
You guys back me up on this.
Rick Moranis?
Chick and Tom... Because of their position in society, they're celebrities.
Uh-huh.
It's intimidating to get to know them and to I remember when I started working here, going, I don't know how to approach Chick. I don't know how to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Like I think, and people who work here still are afraid to engage Chick and Tom in
keep that going. Conversation. Mm-hmm. We can keep that going.
Chick
that
really definitely scares the shit out of me.
Intermittently,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I didn't know to be scared of Chick for I don't know why, but when I was an intern here, I didn't know I was supposed to be scared of Chick.
Should I be scared of Chick?
So I was in the jock lounge.
You might want to fucking think about it, Vibbert.
Sorry, sir.
I was in the jock lounge and Don Stuck and Gonzo Gregg and Bo Asner were the three guys that did the Big Dumb Show.
Mm-hmm. And you were an intern down there.
And I was an intern with X-103.
At that point, the Bob and Tom Show was right down the hallway.
Yeah, they
from
were
this
right
show.
Next door. And
they shared our phone in the jock lounge or whatever you would call
and
it.
And I had to answer the phone for the morning show and they were asking about anal sex. Someone called in asking the radio show about anal sex. And I was like, no,
that's
I
a backbone
no.
quality.
Yeah.
Morning show.
Yeah, I was like, no, I never have, you know.
Fucking.
And so Chick stood there and laughed at the conversation that I was having with someone, and then we spoke. And then when I went back in the studio, Don Stuck goes, did you just talk to Chick? And I was like, yeah. I was like, he's a nice guy. And he was like, no, you're not, do not look at him, don't talk to him, nothing. And I was like, I didn't know.
Well... Chick has always loved to take young ladies under his wing and mentor.
Thanks, Rickle.
Calm down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, young ladies in general. The landscape is just littered with the young ladies.
Yeah, so I didn't know, but yeah, so I found
somebody
out later.
I murdered it. Somebody call the police. Anyway.
Is it appropriate to talk about
well,
what recently
but this
happened?
Was especially odd.
Dude, what recently happened?
We have a new intern here.
Yeah?
Won't say any names.
Laura?
No,
Warren.
Other
Warren.
One.
Oh.
And his
Joey.
First day, he...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't say names.
Can you
first,
Joe? Did you say it's Joe?
I forget what was happening.
His
but
name's
he,
Joe.
Jim?
Jim?
He couldn't have said hi to me at a worse time.
Oh, I heard about this the other day. Someone else told
but
me.
But for the rest of everybody, it was hilarious.
Right.
I'm walking him to Grace's office to show him something.
And he was dressed appropriately, I heard also.
Yes.
And are we going to... Is he still around?
Yeah, we should cut this out.
Okay.
No, we're not cutting.
His name's Joey. You're a grown man. Drop the Y. It's Joe. All right?
I'm just saying.
Jason, you just got a standing O from Jason.
There's only one Joey. Joey Buttafuoco. That's it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. His mom makes a good man a kai.
And Joey from Friends.
And Joey from Friends.
Those two are Joey. They're allowed Joey.
Okay.
This poor fuck's going to hear about this. I can
tell you.
Oh,
yeah.
He's
going to love
he?
Every second
he's,
of it.
Are we going to devastate
nothing
him?
Nothing but nice.
Okay.
It's just I don't write for the show, so I don't interact with him.
Anyways, but
he's
I'm
a
sure,
writer.
I'm, he's an intern, writing intern.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right. Okay. So he's learning.
I'm taking him to Grace's office, and on the way, he decides to stop following me, sees Chick, and goes, hi, I'm Joey. Nice
coming
to
out
meet
of the
you.
Studio?
Yes.
But this was like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Right out of the studio door.
No, when I...
In the middle
Was it Monday?
A lot of shit was going on. It might have been the Monday that we were back.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he stops.
No, it was the week after.
It was the Monday after. What happened?
Okay.
You gotta fucking talk. Get your ass in here.
Jason.
Bring it.
Step up, bro.
I've never seen Jason more aggressive.
I'll have Vibber. I'll have Vibber take my life work.
So you open the studio door and this young,
I was
eager...
coming back in and something, I forget what it...
Sure.
And he goes, hi, chick, whatever. And I go,
But he was much more eager, I assume.
No,
right?
But I...
Is he excited?
Oh, here's the thing.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I consciously remember this. In my brain, I said, okay, I got to say hi to this guy. I can't do what I would normally do. Yeah. Just look at him and grunt and keep walking.
He got hey, man.
So I stuck my hand out. I shook his hand. I said, hey, man. But it was the... Mm-hmm. No, it was here. Oh, hey, man. Mm-hmm. It was one of those. And I came in the... Yeah. But these three went bananas.
Because it's hilarious.
It is.
The next morning, they're all telling me,
it is.
Dude, you fucked him up, man. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Was it? Well, did he destroy him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's okay because Lauren, the other intern who works mainly with me, Chick walked by and looks in the office. I was teaching her at a podcast. And she goes, here, Chick comes in and goes, who's that? And I said, oh, this is Lauren.
My traditional, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
know,
looking at
that's
him.
What he does. And then so she said, hi, Chick, nice to meet you. And he goes, anything you have to say to me, you can say through her.
That sounds right.
And then Lauren kind of looks at me afterwards. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But there's etiquette. I mean, we don't talk to them while they're in the middle of the show unless it's like a casual, hey, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Or
me,
they address you.
You are the exception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's dive into that.
Now that's a podcast.
No, it's not.
It's not a podcast.
Well, no, let's not. Let's really, really not.
But there's an etiquette. So
there is. You just don't. Yeah,
just
I agree.
The hearing about it secondhand was just even better.
I think that's. I mean, like I said, I was an intern here in 2002, I think. And I've talked to Tom more in the last 2 weeks than I've talked to him since 2002.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I like your new haircut. And I was like, yeah, I haven't had a cut.
For like a year.
Haven't, yep, nope, yeah, not new.
Just praying for it to grow right now. I think we're all praying.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
it to
grow.
You're growing it out?
Yeah, I'm going to probably get extensions too.
Oh,
he just complimented me on my beard for the second time. He noticed for the first time that I was growing a beard.
Mm.
It's okay. My favorite with him. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. The impression's good.
Are you growing a beard?
He just noticed. I did a voice for a bit, and he came in the office and he goes, hey, that was great. And he's like, yeah. And I said, yeah, it was great. Thank you. And he said, have you ever considered getting into that area of the broadcasting? I go, well, that's what I went to school for. He said, really? How do you do this? I go, oh, well, I just took it.
Stepping stones here, Tom.
Exactly.
It's a great feeling, like when for the younger members, like when Tom recognizes good work or us.
Oh yeah,
it feels good.
That's the opposite story. I went over to the shack and did a voice one time, and Tom was like, "I need you to he was basically saying that I can't speak and my pronunciation sucks." And so then they were getting ready to play the bit the following week because they'd edited, done all the things, and I was like, "Oh, cool." Turn it up in the office, and I was like, that's not me at all.
Yeah.
Took me out completely and replaced with someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, this was my second. I did a grandma once, and that was atrocious. I don't know why they use that. And then I was Tiger Woods' mistress when I was an intern. Those are my three starring roles thus far. And then this one was Smellotonin, talking about how my partner farts in their sleep constantly, which is not too far from
the truth.
You
did good, though. Your voice sounded great. You're welcome.
I've only done one bit.
Mm-hmm. I was rapist Charlie Brown.
I was anally raped as Charlie Brown.
Oh my God!
Was that you?
I don't. Jason's you just got a standing O again.
He's applauding your performance.
Butt stuff, backbone of a morning show.
Mm. Oddly enough,
anal rape.
My brother at Christmas goes, you know, I know this sounds weird, but I've never been more proud of you.
Oh my God!
And what's his name? Cameron? What is it?
Eric.
Yeah, whatever.
Close.
Yeah. Cameron. Eric.
I don't. I did. Mine.
Chick McGee for Congress.
That was not my first one.
No, your first one was, don't tell me, it was...
Shido's,
mm-hmm. where you got the
me
runs.
And Tammy Pescatelli, yeah.
How are things in the produce department, Tammy?
Oh, yeah. I felt so bad for Dean. That's he her. Had to coach me through that, and I have obviously never done a Latino accent of any kind. I don't know. And it was, it was terrible.
Some
and then
would argue
I did,
that you still haven't.
Yeah, it's very bad. And then I did Chick McGee for Congress. Yeah. He's
my platform was masturbation.
What's, yeah, and he's the Rosa Parks of public excessive public masturbation. I think was my line.
That's why I'm voting for him.
We should Jimbo and I that and Jimbo, for the Guy Fi thing. That
oh, there
we've been
you
discussing.
Go. Yeah.
Oh, did they?
No, I'm saying we should.
We should.
Oh, we should play that.
It's an opportunity to bring it back.
Oh, that's true.
Throwback.
There you go.
The Jack Shack.
Is that
the
what
Jack
that is?
Shack?
What?
There's a place somewhere where you can go and masturbate.
Is it, Jeff, remind me, is it New York?
Because you know.
You
I believe
write,
so, yeah.
You write the notes, but it's a, they've started separating areas for these men. They call it Guy Fi, and they're saying to relieve themselves.
No
to,
bueno.
Men more like animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So essentially it's been used for masturbation.
It's literally what you were saying earlier. A cum dumpster. I can't. Like,
pretty
that
much.
Was terrible.
Please
that
don't
just,
talk about my dog.
Doesn't that feel good?
No, it
no,
doesn't.
As a woman,
that
I
sounds
say
terrible.
That,
yeah. That is awful.
Cum dumpster.
Just imagine.
I can say.
Lil cum dumpster.
Lil. Just imagine Lil cum dumpster being outside and Karen Vibbert going, Lil cum dumpster, come on. Bring her inside.
Oh,
your
no.
mother is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Horrible people.
No, I can't. That was terrible. Can't even. There, I can say a lot of terrible words. I could say panties, like something. No? Grace says no on the
moist,
pants.
Well, moist.
No.
Moist.
Mm-hmm.
Moist
panties.
Moist panties.
Moist does not bother me either.
Moist doesn't bother you?
I don't know if there's a word
goopy?
That bothers me.
Do you like goopy?
No.
Goopy panties?
Fart bothers me.
Yeah, really? Chick doesn't like fart.
Fart?
He doesn't like to say fart.
I can't do loaf. I don't know what it is about loaf. It's just like, hey, you want to try this meatloaf? No, I don't know what's in it.
Loaf? Yeah.
Loaf.
It sounds very general.
What about fart box?
Fart box.
Her fart box.
Who?
Tickle
what?
Her fart box.
Yeah.
Is tongue, that her beehole?
Tongue punch her fart box.
Oh my God.
I knew tongue was in there with fart box. Wait a minute. Tongue punch her fart box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine is anything to do with vaginal discharge.
Yeah. I
so
feel
secretions.
Like,
without vaginal
discharge
is disgusting.
So secretions
yeah.
out.
Discharge.
When we play certain bits, I'm like, I can't do this. Mm-mm.
I don't.
Speaking of that, what do you do, Sprinkle, for the Bob and Tom show?
I'm the web director, so I.
Don't do you notice off. How he says "web"? I'm the web director every time in those videos.
Snotty. You want to talk
I'm
about bossy?
Director.
He's a little snooty.
Uh oh.
Some of us have to accomplish something around here.
That's rude.
Oh boy.
No, I'm the web director, so I'm the web director. Is that better, Jeff? And I do the social media. I shoot and edit the videos. I do the podcast, the VIP stuff. Manage the project of the app and
when
all
is
that
the
good
podcast
stuff.
Going to get on the app? By the way, my podcast.
I have to
our
talk
podcast.
To you. I have to talk to you about that.
Yeah. Oh,
let's
Jesus.
Talk
that
right now. No better time than the present.
That doesn't sound good. What do you do, Vibbert? Officially,
I'm Chick's dog watcher.
That's true.
Yeah.
You just said you'd do it again on the 30th, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And every now and then, day to day, I need him let out.
Yep.
Okay, on the website right now, or on the app, or some, I don't know where I read it, but it says that the tour is, it says, it lists a handful of comedians,
mm-hmm.
Chick McGee's hosting,
mm-hmm.
and then it says, and one more. I would like to petition for our good friend, Jeff Vibbert, to be the and one more.
I've tried.
Well, now, wait a minute. He can't go when I'm on the road because he has to watch the dog.
You are hosting those shows, and Grace just offered to be a backup.
I did a long time ago when you gave me like garage door code and everything, and then the morning of, you came in and said, oh, never mind. I'm just going to do it.
Sometimes he does just send them. If they can't go outside and play, he'll send them to the dog park.
Yeah,
or
send them to pet suites.
Whatever that thing is.
Wherever
that
is.
Whatever that is.
First time Chick and I went out to do a gig, my mom texts me and goes, wait, if you're with Chick... And Chick's gone. Who's watching the dogs?
Maybe Karen will come watch the dogs.
Karen
works. Yeah. Nah, Karen's not much of a dog person.
Wasn't Karen upset she didn't get to meet me at the Pat McAfee thing?
Yeah, aww. She wants to meet everybody.
Yeah.
My mom thinks she's best friends with Pat's mom, Sally McAfee. Like, I introduced him, and I was like, okay, Mom, let's go to the green room and hang out. She's like, no, I'm going to hang out with Sally. We're going to talk.
We're
like, you're not friends.
We're good right here.
Well, Karen is... They love everything that Jeff is doing. They support everything. They listen to every minute of Jeff's
what's
podcast.
That like?
Finally,
like,
yeah.
Their dream for him was for him to be a dentist, and then he said he wanted to be a comedian.
Yeah.
So it's
you could be the comedy dentist.
He's like the reverse elf from that.
That's
oh
awesome.
Yeah, the reverse elf. That's mm-hmm. true.
So she made 50 bootleg DVD copies of.
Your mom is the one that made the DVD.
I thought that was your uncle.
Well, my uncle made the art.
Oh. The wonderful clip art, and my mom made...
Hey, that's not Pat McAfee. That's the title of his...
Yeah, you could have thought of something a little better.
Karen. Aww. Karen watches it every night before bed.
Aww.
But yeah, I sent those to the higher-ups at Bob and Tom, try to get on the show.
Which
on
is the tour. Chick and Tom? Is that who you sent it to?
The behind the scenes.
All you have to do is get in Chick's car, and then you will be able to go.
But yeah, who's true. Going to watch the dog?
Okay, you're being a dick. He wants to be a comedian. Find somebody else to watch your dogs. And I can't do it.
I stand corrected.
Grace.
Well, I know you can
do
it.
I don't mind.
Grace,
I'll send him the pet suites. No, you can do it, actually.
I don't care. I'll do
see,
it.
See, there you go. Look.
I live right down the street.
No, see, she lives close.
Where do you live?
Well, I live off 82nd and Shadeland behind the CVS.
Aw.
82nd and
for now.
No, I just do behind
our
the
apartment
CVS.
Has caught on fire.
Oh, the apartment. Okay.
It's flooded.
She lives in a dumpster.
Yeah, you
are. No, oh, over across from the hospital. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Yeah. But we don't know because it's caught on fire.
What about you, Sprinkle?
Flooded. We'll see.
I live at Southport and 65.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's on the south side.
At the Menards?
Yeah.
At the Chick-fil-A?
Across from the Menards, across the interstate from the Menards, I have a beautiful view of that big red sign.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wait.
Still working on those?
So is that by Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Yep. Mm. Yep. Right by there. Mm. I'm just glad we put that out to tens of thousands of people.
Hey, yeah, everybody.
Over. Please don't.
Yeah, don't come over.
Please don't.
I don't want to.
That's not true.
Jeff wanted a room together, and I said, bro.
Really?
In a house. We're going to buy a house.
And I said, listen, bro. We see each other all morning long. We have to have a way to.
We don't see each other anymore
because
you're on the other side of the glass.
Oh,
and you think you're better than everyone.
Nobody's better about that, are they?
There.
I'm hearing rumors.
We did this whole podcast so Jeff could yell that at Sprinkle.
I'm hearing rumors that I've changed, Chick, now that I'm on this side of the glass.
I sit on the other side of the glass and I see you guys in here laughing the whole time while I'm looking up puppy videos and just trying not to cry.
You guys think that's a joke. It's not.
No,
it's not.
No.
It's not a joke because he was in here standing. Okay, sorry, Jeff, but I have to tell this story. When we did the podcast last week, Jeff was standing here like literally someone had just hit his dog and was just sad and just and I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And you were like, you didn't even say anything. Like, you just looked at me and I was like, well, Jesus Christ. And then we get done talking.
That's little Jesus Christ.
Little Jesus Christ. And then Sprinkle goes, hey, you guys, I gotta walk Jeff out. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You gotta walk. He's having a bad day. I gotta walk out.
I listen.
That's a good friend.
Jeff is little Chick McGee, and I have to keep him. I have to keep him on the rails.
I told Chick. You he was hey, gonna be the Chick McGee for the 20.
That's a full-time job, motherfucker.
You're
I
telling
will tell
me.
You that.
Oh, that's not a full-time job.
No, Chick has been delightful. Since we come back, Chick has had more fun on the show than I've ever seen him.
Do you know what that takes behind the scenes? Sprinkle.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Vodka.
You're welcome.
A lot of vodka.
Yeah,
unless,
vodka.
Unless that
That's what it is.
Fuck of an intern approaches me again.
Oh, let's be nice to Joseph.
Joey.
Joe.
Oh, I'm going Joseph.
We're doing an open mic outing on Monday if you want to come.
Can we
start? Can't wait.
Who's
can
going?
What's it? Are
what
you
is
gonna
it?
Be there?
Yeah.
Where, crackers?
Please withhold
no.
your enthusiasm.
Shoe Fly Public House. There's Ooh. A nice little show in the basement there.
It's
Where is it?
Thank God I didn't go to last week's. My ex-girlfriend was there having dinner. They posted pictures. It was right
oh,
at the same
the
time.
One whose sweatshirt you
it's,
still wear?
It's yes. Rocket Chip.
Does Puppy Mom know this?
I like the sweatshirt.
Where is the where's Shoe Fly Public House? What is
21st
it?
And Meridian? Right by Puppy Mom's house.
Yeah, so it's Rocket Ship Comedy, which is an open mic, series of open mics that Sam Griswold actually was mm-hmm. one of the
oh, very
co-founders.
Cool.
So, and Shoe Fly on the Monday show is actually one of my favorite open mics here in Indianapolis. So
really,
yeah. So Jeff will be performing. We're all gonna go. So
we're all gonna go.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday.
Come
night.
On, Monday night.
Monday night.
Let's do it.
OTA will be there Monday night.
We should give him a thrill and have Jess do a little stand up. What about
oh,
that?
Oh, please do.
Fuck you so hard right
Jesus
now.
Jesus,
why would
Christ.
You say
wow.
that? Why? I don't do stand up.
Well, you could host. You could.
I don't know. I don't host. I don't do stand-up. I don't do any of those things.
Are you
going
to smell your arms? Here, up
no,
up
my,
your, arm, your hands
I,
up your
I'm
own
cold.
Arms?
This is, yeah, this is the warmest place on your body next to your hoo-ha.
What would you talk about if you had to do an open mic?
God damn it,
What would be
I
your first joke?
No, I don't have... You know the first joke I wrote?
Jeff Bibber, there's a joke.
The first joke I wrote was I was in elementary school.
Thanks,
and,
Grandpa.
And everybody would say, step on a crack... break your mother's back. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get along with my mom as a child, and so I would jump on the cracks when kids would say that, and
Hopefully
that was that got my first laugh. People thought
badass.
That was funny. I know. That's
wow.
what People thought that was funny.
Edgy, she's a thug. Edgy matricide material.
I know, right? Right?
All right, nice. Kids, I got to go.
Nice.
You got to go?
You got to go? You're
thanks
out
for
here.
Inviting me in. I don't take hour and a half lunches.
Oh.
I didn't say that. I said that about Jason, not you.
Oh, that is true, yeah. He's always lunching.
And then he corrected me by saying 2 hour
lunches. Oh, 2 hour lunches. There you go. There
all right.
You go.
Take care.
You where guys you get going? Lunches?
Therapy.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Where'd you just get back from therapy?
Don't start, Jeff.
No,
on this
I'm getting
place.
Ready to go.
Oh.
Jeff has very strong opinions that I'm trying to better myself as a person.
No, he just.
Somehow it threatens him.
He just sends out Snapchats that are this. Well, I just got done with therapy. Therapy was the blah, blah, blah. Therapy, you should go to therapy. Therapy is. There's no punchline to the snap. It just he just says therapy as many times as he can.
Because my personal Snapchat is not a form of entertainment for people. You try to produce
look,
everything.
Yeah, you're, look, did you hear he goes, there's no punchline. Like,
right.
Everything everybody says has to be a joke.
When you sit with him at lunch, he sits there and tries to produce holiday lunches. Like, that joke should have been stronger. We need to edit that out.
Oh, you think you're a tiny Chick McGee when all you really are is a tiny Tom Griswold.
Hey, that's a compliment.
That is, not, I'm just saying, he is the producer.
That's right. Yeah.
Where's your punchline, Jeff? Where's your punchline? Yeah,
let's hear it. Make a joke funny, man. Let me hear one of your
punchline
skits.
For what?
Please don't.
I don't know. Be funny.
Me.
I haven't been listening to you guys.
So
you
how many people show up for this open mic on Monday nights? Is it well attended or how
it,
many
it's
people
10.
Do they see?
Yeah, it's generally the open mic comedians plus 5 other people, and
okay.
So but it is like a small
like
setting,
fun.
And it's fun. It is. It's probably my favorite open mic in town.
But I bet we could find maybe some people to be on the podcast. That would be cool.
There you go.
Oh, maybe
there you go.
That's the reason we're going, so we can start scouting.
Up we're going to scout?
Well,
I mean, not we.
I'm trying to.
I will be drinking. I don't know. Y'all. I will watch
y'all,
you scout, Grace.
I don't know what y'all do.
I've been trying to. Chris
that's
is
good.
Gonna, Spangles and I are starting to acclimate into the local
the new
industry.
Role.
I went and saw the Motor Pugs last night.
How was that?
Very entertaining, actually.
Yeah?
Yes.
The Motor Pugs.
Yes.
Oh, that's McComas and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What do they do?
That's an improv group, right?
It's similar. It's so they are basically given guidelines before they go up. So there was one guy who went up and he could do 5 minutes of his regular stuff and then 10 minutes of straight crowd work.
Oh.
Another guy did 5 minutes of his stuff, then 10 minutes of brand new stuff. And if anybody heard something they'd already heard, they have to blow a whistle.
Ooh,
it was really entertaining.
It was like
I've
a premise.
Therapy, Spangle. Thanks. Well, I'll be talking about this.
Good.
All day. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Is that at Morty's?
Mm-hmm. Tuesday nights. And that was their first one last night.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I want to do the thing on Monday. What's Monday? What's the day Monday?
I don't know. 20,
21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
25.
Mm-hmm. January 25th.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm good. I think I can do
that's
it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. I can swing it. I've never been to Shoe Fly.
I haven't either.
Ooh.
Do they have...
what are you measuring there, pal?
Food and stuff?
Yeah.
They have really good food.
They do?
Really? I've never heard of this place. How have I never heard of this place?
I don't know how I haven't heard of it either, because I go to the yoga place right there.
Hot yoga.
By well,
that's
it's all the yoga.
And
yeah.
No. Central though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's no.
Delaware.
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 Yeah.
You still do yoga?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, I got my certificate.
Right.
But I do it at home. I don't go to classes anymore.
No. I'm afraid to.
You are?
I don't want to look like an imbecile.
No, you won't.
I do Zumba with all the divorced moms and 90-year-old women. That's where I stick.
I did water aerobics one time with a bunch of 65-year-olds.
I did that too at LA Fitness.
I'm trying
yeah,
to get
that's where I was. Yep,
and it's actually fun.
If you put a lot of work in, like if
you sweat
it's all
in
effort.
The water, it's
all
weird.
About effort. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I took water aerobics at Ball State 2 times.
What was that?
2 times.
Did you get a grade
wow.
for that?
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Oh
well,
wait, did you take it twice because you had to?
Yeah, Jeff.
Well, you have to get gym credits.
You have to get gym credits. But you have to go to a lecture.
I thought you meant...
You don't have to go to water aerobics. You got to go to a lecture for water aerobics.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you fail the first time so you had to take it again the second time?
Yes, motherfucker, I failed.
All right. That's what I... Okay.
Yeah. You had to take 2 gym courses. I took swimming and walking.
Yeah.
Walking?
Yeah. You did
was
a lot
there a lecture about? Was there a lecture about walking?
At Anderson University, I went into a gym class, and we're sitting there, and the professor goes, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff here. One of them, therapy. It's a taboo in some places, but therapy has saved my life. You need to go to therapy.
And you were out.
I was in the wrong class, and I had to get him. So maybe that, I don't know, spangling therapy. Let's
go to water aerobics. I'll go with you.
I'd be down for that.
I'm trying to get Peach to go.
Oh, Peach has to be on the podcast, too.
Sure.
Okay.
He'll sit there and he'll be like, oh, I won't talk. And I'll pick up his horn and start playing. That's your whole podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
I want him to teach me how to play a horn.
He
play
would.
Something.
He'd be down for it.
He would?
Mm-hmm.
He also has a hidden talent that a lot of... And I learned this at my first Bob and Tom lunch.
He can juggle?
No.
Oh.
I don't know if I should say this in front of his daughter.
That's
but
okay.
Sure
go ahead.
Knows. that he can, he'll draw a picture.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he would take a cocktail napkin and he would draw.
Oh yeah, of like naked women and stuff.
Like yeah, if, they, oh, if yeah. our waitress, he was like, "This is hey," and a waitress come up, take drink order, and then you'd see PJ start drawing on the napkin, and then he'd go, "Hey, this is what she looks like naked," and he pass it around.
Yeah,
yeah.
You ever if you ever go to an Italian restaurant with them with the paper on the table?
Yeah,
giant naked lady right there.
There you go.
All the time.
And that's what you need to know about Grace's childhood.
Oh, it's yeah.
Other than growing
up. Are you artistic?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. No.
No. Aww. He had all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my dad's the art guy, but he's got a bum knee, so he's got a gimp. And then my mom's legally blind, so, you know, it's fun walking around in public with them together because one's hobbling and the other doesn't know where she's going.
Aww.
It's good.
Well, I'm glad you said, well, I'm not glad, but I accidentally told someone the other day that your mother was legally deaf, so... I'm glad I cleared that up for me. Yeah, I didn't know. I thought, I don't know why I thought she said deaf.
How did Grace's mom come up in the conversation?
Grace told me this. We were having a conversation. Remember when I used to have to hide last year in the back of the building during the show?
Oh, yeah.
I would hang out with Grace, and Grace and I would talk. And that's and so she was telling me about her family, and we talked about her mom. I mean, I know her dad, but we talked about her mom.
You know who my mom, her name is Elizabeth. We call her Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Betty's favorite comedian, Jeff Ibbert.
That's right.
Yeah. At the McAfee show, she came up to the merch table I was working, and she said, "I want a Jeff Ibbert t-shirt." And I said, "Okay." She goes, "Has anybody else bought them yet?" And I said, "Yeah, we've had a couple." She goes, "Okay, good. I would have bought three."
Aww.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
For the
great,
sake
Jeff.
Of Jeff.
Grace, yeah, Grace made fun of me because I only sold like two shirts at
I
the McAfee
like
show.
Fun of you. And you got more numbers than you sold shirts. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
And I threw him in the trash.
You did?
Because
no,
he's dedicated.
You called one of them on a previous podcast.
Yeah, cold called her.
Is that Sweet Baby Angel?
I hope that girl's...
Sweet Baby Angel. It was Sweet Baby Angel.
No, Sweet Baby...
36
Sweet
hours?
Baby, yeah. Sweet Baby Angel came back when she saw Jeff's name floating around the Bob and Tom universe. That's what happened.
She's... That girl's dead to me.
Yeah.
Unless...
Let's not even talk
unless
about
it. That sweatshirt's clean.
Oh, that's Italy girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, have a...
You're
had
not
a lot
a
of broads in my life.
You just crush a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to categorize them.
Oh.
I don't like using names.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to distance myself from them.
Okay.
So whenever we break up, it's easier. So all Puppy right. Mom, I'll never learn her real name.
Oh. Did John Puppy Mayer, Mom. John Mayer tell you
that? Probably.
I got the radio guy. I got the ex-husband. I got the college boyfriend. And that is it.
Let's see.
Nice.
I got homeschool jungle freak, the coal miner.
What?
Homeschool jungle freak?
Applebee's bartender. Yeah.
Love
Applebee's. I dated him in high school. I worked with him when I worked at Steak and Shake. He was one of 10 children.
And they homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
And did you, what is your opinion on the homeschool after my sister dated a homeschool guy in college and she was like, I'm shocked. She was like, you know what makes me crazy? He was homeschooled and he does the you're wrong.
Yeah. He is a super nice guy. We never really went further than
third base.
You didn't do it.
You were 16. No, oh. I was his first kiss, first girlfriend. He had
aww.
Never seen the light of day otherwise.
Aww.
And yeah, but I don't know where he is now. I hope he's doing well.
Oh,
he's a
nice
enough guy.
That's very nice of you to
yeah.
say. Hope he's doing well.
What was I your hope, first girlfriend?
Coal miner's dead to me though.
Coal miner's
good.
Dead. Yeah. Do you know coal miner?
No.
Oh, you just seemed very adamant.
No,
about
he's a nice enough guy. He means well. He's just dumb. I really hope he doesn't hear this, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well.
He meant to tattoo live life across his knuckles,
uh-oh.
And he did it backwards, so it's life live.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, so odds are, if he hears it, he won't know we're talking about him anyway.
Eh, whatever. I haven't seen him in like 4 years, 5 years.
He'll hear it backwards. Who was your first girlfriend?
My first girlfriend was Jesse Tusek in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Yeah.
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 Fifth grade me thought she was hot. No,
yeah.
I think she's hot. That
yeah.
got weird.
What do you think? What I'm interested because my son was adamant about not having a girlfriend until the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got into sixth grade and
it was
game on.
On
yeah.
All right. Game on. Which speaking of, he had a breakup last night. It was a rough night.
Last night?
Yeah. So he comes and he was like, we were at his sister's basketball game, and he said, he goes, I need your phone. And I was like, well, why do you need my phone? He was like, well, we had to leave before I had a chance to change my status on Instagram. I need your phone now.
How did they break up in person or did they
no,
do
No, they broke
text?
Up via text.
Yeah,
they both said it's kind of awkward. We were really good friends since they were babies. They're like family friends.
Eight years, good run. I'm out. Send.
Right. And so they just said, yeah, that, so they broke up. It was a mutual breakup, Max said. Yeah. Max said mutual breakup. And I said, all right, all right, all right. And, but this was the thing. So he removed her as his girlfriend on Instagram, but added her to his list of friends on Instagram. So in the bio, mm-hmm. you have, you know, BFFs, Jacob, Matthew, you know, Devin, and then Riley. And then, but then he added her to that list of friends. I thought that was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was proud of him.
Hmm.
If I can teach you, and that's what I say. I said, what do I say? Every time he leaves the house, what do I say? And he says, don't be a dick. And I was like, that's just rules to live by.
I want to make on mine, people who are dead to me.
Oh, that's good. That's
I don't
good.
Think, I don't think there's enough room.
Yeah, no.
Have you been wronged a lot?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
People take advantage of your sweet little baby face?
Yep, and then they have to, I have to stun on them hoes.
But you're good now.
I'm good now. I'm
puppy
great.
Puppy mom's good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going well. It's going very well.
Yeah.
Do you stay with her for the dog? No.
Oh.
We'll see in about a month when
I have
my own dog.
Oh, yeah, because you have your own dog. How are you going to, you going to do the stepdad thing?
I'm still going to be a stepdad. Yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Piper is my, has my heart forever.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But puppy mom actually came over to my parents' house to watch the Patriots game. With me and my family on...
Was that a first?
Sunday, yeah. It was our first. She's watched regular season games with me that weren't that...
That's different.
...big, but yeah. This was...
I understand the
story. I warned her. I go, I'm a different person when the playoffs start, mm-hmm. just FYI. Yeah. And yeah. then the Patriots are up 7-0. Puppy mom comes down the basement, and the Patriots are not playing that well. It's 7-3.
Get the fuck out of here.
My brother goes, I don't want to say anything, but I think she's bad luck. And I go...
In front of her?
Yeah, and she goes, I was just thinking that. And she's like, do I have to go upstairs? I'm like... Yeah, you kind of do.
That's a good woman right there.
Yeah, so she went upstairs and hung out with Karen. Karen's not allowed down. She's horrible luck.
She is?
Yeah.
Poor your mother.
She'll come downstairs and say, get upstairs right.
Your whole family, Patriots fans?
Not as big as I am, but they're fans.
They'll go?
Yeah.
Is your dad a fan of sports?
My dad never really had a sports team. He was a fan of the LA Rams back in the day.
Oh, no, well, that's exciting.
Yeah. He'll be excited, right?
But, he kind of roots for the Colts.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
But he goes, I won't root for the Colts until they have a defense. He's like the biggest closet Colts fan there is.
I would prefer a closet Colts fan to be honest. The out Colts fans are the ones that make me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my son said that. He was like, I just want to let you guys know I'm going to be an Atlanta Falcons fan. And do what?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? He was like, yeah. He's like, I don't like Colts fans. I don't want to be a Colts fan. Yeah. I'm going to go Atlanta Falcons. And I was like, how did you decide this? I don't know. I don't know how he decided, but that's the choice he made. And you know what I think it was?
What?
I think he knew that it wasn't a far drive if he ever wants to go to a game. It's an easy shoot. 6 hours, 8 hours, Atlanta, we're there.
Eight and a half?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, but it's all interstate.
Yeah. The Atlanta Falcons were probably the coolest team whenever I was in, like,
yeah.
fourth grade or whatever, because Michael Vick.
He's a badass.
No, he was cool, and then he started killing puppies, but that's, we won't get into that.
I had, and then my daughter said, Mom, I don't know what kind of background I want for my phone. I don't know if I want Cowboys or if I want Redskins.
Can you believe this?
I said, Addie, aww. I said, do you know what rivalry means? She's like, no. I was like, it's the team that you hate the most. I said, and the Redskins hate the Cowboys the most, and the Cowboys hate the Redskins the most.
How is she a Cowboys fan?
I don't know. Something happened one night. She was having a rough night, and the Cowboys started to lose, and she just had like a major meltdown, like sobbing. The Cowboys are losing. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't even want to hear it.
I know. I'm so sorry. So then, but then she heard, someone say that the Cowboys were America's cheerleaders, or they were like the cheerleaders.
Oh, they're all cheerleaders.
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
But something
always, like,
about
the go-to.
They are the go-to. So then she went with the Cowboys. She declared herself a Cowboys fan, and that she will be a basketball player and a Cowboys cheerleader when she grows up.
This is recent because she was a Redskins fan.
This was yesterday.
Yesterday.
This was yesterday.
Fuck.
I'm so sorry. I knew you'd take it hard, and I apologize.
My little Addies.
She's Cowboy out. Fan. But how much fun will it be when you guys watch games together, the Cowboys and the Redskins?
I'm way behind on taking them to the movies, by the way. We need to do something.
Yeah, but if you make her cry during a game, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, hey, it's on. Hey, talk to Babe about stuff, shit that goes on during a Cowboy-Redskins game. Yeah. That's what they won the NFC East the Saturday before they were going to play the Cowboys. And I said, yeah, winning their NFC East is nice, but this is fucking Dallas week, okay? Get out of my way.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just that it was Dallas week before it was anything
week.
Else.
It was okay. Dallas week before the league was invented.
Right.
You're fine if they go 2-14 as long as those two right. wins are against the Cowboys.
You're damn really? Right I am.
And who are the Patriots like that with?
The Jets.
Everyone.
Everybody.
It's not really a rivalry when you don't lose.
Don't you feel like everybody hates the Patriots?
You know yeah. what, though? Yeah. There's a new tact. Who said this? I think Kornheiser said this last night on Pardon the Interruption. He said, I want the Patriots to win the Super Bowl so Goodell will have to hand Brady the Super Bowl trophy after all this fucking Deflategate
shit. Oh, yeah.
It'd be great. Did you see the announcement that during that Minnesota-Seattle game, the NFL sent out an announcement that said, hey, we're going to switch the balls out at halftime because their ideal gas law is going to deflate the footballs a little bit. So we're going to have to change them out.
Right.
So now you believe in it?
Now right. you believe right. in it. Yeah, right.
All right, Goodell.
All right, Grace. Thank you for being on the podcast,
thank
Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
Hey.
I'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
All right, goodbye. See you later.
Let's do this.
I will be in the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, maybe Jeff Fibber will be with me. Traverse City, Michigan, January 30th for two shows with shit. Todd Yon. No, I can't remember. Todd Yon and
Dave Dyer
and Kostaki.
No, it's not Kostaki. It's
Augie.
It's Augie.
Thank you,
Grace.
Good job. Augie Smith, Dave Dyer, and Todd Yon. Two shows in Traverse City, Michigan, Saturday night, January 30th. See you there.
On, and my car's in a ditch. Ain't that a bitch? Shoes in Nicaragua, my socks are crew. And my hands slip back so I can check out shit. I got some nice shit to say and it sounds so good. You wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pot next. We love to it all night. Up in the mud house, over in the club, y'all. We getting crunk, bling, bling. Got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. The big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure.